This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 60,000 crore rupees in Jharsuguda, Odisha. This project spanned various sectors including telecommunications, railways, higher education, health care, skill development and rural housing sectors, among others. PM Modi also flagged off Amrit Bharat Express between Odisha's Berhampur and Udna at Surat in Gujarat. In his address, Mr. Modi shared that the central government has recently approved two semiconductor units for Odisha, and a semiconductor park will also be constructed in the state, representing a significant step in advancing Odisha's industrial and technological growth. The PM also launched over 97,500 new 4G mobile towers established by BSNL, including 92,600 with the latest 4G technology. He said India will become the global hub of telecom technology in the future. PM Narendra Modi will share his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on All India Radio tomorrow at 11 a.m. This will be the 126th episode of this monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast live on the entire network of All India Radio and Doordarshan, the website of All India Radio News, and the News on Mobile app. It will also be broadcast live on the YouTube channels of All India Radio News, Doordarshan News, Prime Minister's Office and Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Department of Tourism Tawang today joined the global observance of World Tourism Day, highlighting the importance of sustainable tourism for the region. Deputy Commissioner Tawang Namgyal Angmo appealed for the growth of tourism in a dignified manner, avoiding drawbacks of mass tourism and instead strengthening eco-friendly community-driven initiatives and preserving the region for the future generation. She called upon promoting rural unexplored places of the district. On the occasion, certificates were distributed to homestay owners, convention participants, the capacity building course for tourism stakeholder trainees. A book was also launched, Threads of Destiny, The Saga of Mandral Gang and Pema Chen, authored by Koncho Sring Nursing Officer, KDS District Hospital, Tawang. In Lower Siang District, as part of the Swachhta Hi Seva 2025 campaign, the Ek Din Ek Ghanta Ek Saat program was conducted yesterday at the veterinary complex Ilkhabali. The program was also featured the Ek Per Ma Ke Naam initiative. Both activities highlighted the district's commitment towards cleanliness, greenery and community participation in building a healthier and more sustainable society. Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly Deputy Speaker Kardo Nigor and party functionaries of BJP of the district also participated. The second phase of community volunteers training on basic disaster management was successfully conducted yesterday at the ADC Conference Hall, Jairampur, Changrang District. A total of 28 dedicated community volunteers registered for this phase, stepping forward to strengthen local preparedness and responsible capabilities. ADC Jairampur, K. Tikhak and CEO Milo Utung participated in the program and extended their encouragement and insights. The Assam Rifles Under Spear Corps organized a workshop on mental health and substance abuse under the theme Breaking the Silence Campaign. The workshop was organized in collaboration with Hope Foundation District D Addiction Center at Arunachal University of Studies and Aid Care Trust Support Organization at Namsai, Arunachal Pradesh. District Health Society Lohit District under the National TB Elimination Program organized the District TB Forum and District TB Comorbidity Community Meeting yesterday at the Mini Secretariat DC Office Teju. The meeting was chaired by Sotailu Belai, SDO Teju, in the presence of Dr. C.L. Manche, DMO Lohit, along with other officials and stakeholders. The session was organized to review ongoing strategies, address TB and related comorbidities, and strengthen collective efforts towards achieving the goal of TB-free Lohit District. A two-week-long yoga training program was organized by the Indian Army's Spear Corps for its soldiers from 15 September onwards, concluded today at Alo West Siang District, Arunachal Pradesh. The program was designed to enhance the holistic well-being of soldiers by combining physical endurance with mental resilience through the timeless discipline of yoga. The Swasth Nari Shashakt Parivar Health Camp at Community Health Center, Geku, Upper Siang District was held yesterday. The camp was inaugurated by ZPM Nyong Panyang. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.